Speaker!
Order, order.
So I would say yes, Mr. Speaker, New Zealand has a diversified economy, and I'd also say that, like always, you should never believe the dodgy stats Labor brings to the House.
Order.
Prime Minister John Key firing the opening shot in a duel of statistics with Opposition Leader Andrew Little.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his statement that, quotes, New Zealand has a diversified economy, end quotes, given that 82% of the growth in exports since the beginning of 2009 has been in dairy and wood, while manufactured exports have fallen by $1.3 billion.
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, official data from Stats New Zealand show that between January 2009 and June 2015, New Zealand exports grew by just over $1 billion. But I have news for the member. I'm advised it's not the case that 82% of this growth in the exports has been in dairy and wood. In fact, the real number is 20%.
The Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition then found new grounds for dispute following this question from Mr. Little.
Given that since the 29 deaths at Pike River, around 290 more New Zealanders have died at work, despite his promise of better laws, does he seriously think he has done enough to protect Kiwis at work?
The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
I think the member is deliberately misleading the House. The correct number is 233.
In the time it takes for a researcher to get onto Google and text the answer back to the Chamber, the Opposition Leader came back with this.
Point of order, Andrew Little.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table a report from WorkSafe New Zealand confirming that since 2010 there have been a total of 299 workplace deaths in New Zealand.
Order, leave us sought to table that particular document. Is there any objection? There is none. It can be tabled.
Across the chamber, the Prime Minister's staff had also been on the Google.
Point of order, the Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, I seek leave to table a WorkSafe New Zealand report that shows quite clearly that since the Pike River mine, there have been 233 fatalities.
Leave us thought to table that particular document. Is there any objection? There is none. It can be tabled.
So two documents on the table, both from the same source, WorkSafe New Zealand, one reporting 233 deaths and the other 299, leaving unresolved the question of which of those two stats is the dodgier. And the dispute over those figures followed a question for the Prime Minister from the Opposition Leader about the government's health and safety reform bill, down slightly on the order paper at number 5, with debate on its next stage now expected tomorrow.
In light of the presence in around Parliament today of some of the families of Pike River victims, is the real reason for the delay in the passage of the health and safety reform bill because of internal divisions in the National Party and difficulties with support parties?
Mr. Speaker, no, there's a genuine desire and also a need to work with our support partners to actually get the legislation correct.
Mr. Little then asked the Prime Minister the $64 million question in this legislation, whether farming will be classified as a high-risk business.
Does he stand by his statement that, quotes, there have been too many deaths on farm for there not to be changes, end quotes, and if so, will he guarantee that agriculture will be included as a high-risk industry under the Health and Safety Reform Bill?
Mr. Speaker, I stand by my statement. No, I wouldn't guarantee that agriculture with employees of 20 or less would be deemed high risk. What the government will do is take the best advice, and the Minister will be introducing that tomorrow.
Following the example of the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, their finance spokesmen, Bill English and Grant Robertson, resumed their battle over the current state of the economy.
Having failed to find a plan B for the economy, is he now on to plan C, which is to break his promise about asset sales and begin to hock off what's left of our state-owned enterprises?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I can assure the member that Plan A is not copying and pasting other people's policies. It's to stick to our policy for an adaptive and resilient economy, and of course we will be adjusting to circumstances in exactly the same way that business and households today, particularly in some of our dairy-intensive provincial areas, are having to adapt very quickly to the changing circumstances.
Finance Minister Bill English, who finally put his seventh budget to bed by leading off the debate on the third and last reading of the Appropriation 2015-16 Estimates Bill, accompanied as usual by the second Impress Supply Bill for this financial year. The minority National-led government's budget and money supply secured by support from the Māori Party, ACT and United Future. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.